Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.
Stay tuned for a special presentation.
It's a lot better than we usually do.
All right, chums,
ready, guys?
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Oh my God, he just ran in.
We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Let's do it!
Dracarys.
That is true.
16 years.
How is that possible that we did
3 hours each show?
3 hours in the morning, Jesus. 3 hours in the afternoon, an hour driving into Rockville, and an hour back. I did that for 16 years? Is that right?
Well, you started doing it at home.
Yeah,
that is true. Eventually, but there you go. All right, Scott and Sally are here. The OGs. This has been recorded earlier than when you are going to hear it, huh?
What, you were garbly for like 10 seconds there.
All right, hold on a second. You know this fucking internet sucks down here. Oh, because I'm on Starlink. Let me start over. I'm very sorry. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm gonna switch internets. You should not hear any interrupt. It should interrupt and then pick back up again as it switches to my mesh network. Check 1 2 1 2 1 2 la 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 la. Oh, there you are. Can you hear me?
No,
yeah,
I heard you the whole time. I was freezing, like, just to be a dick.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Well, funny how that is. Well, okay, then. Let's get cracking. Scott and Sally are here, the OGs. Thank you to my premium subscribers, or I should say just subscribers. What do I call them? I don't want to say premium, but my behind the paywall.
Patrons, the masters.
Nah, because I'm not on Patreon, so I wouldn't say that they are patrons.
Well, like the masters, they're patrons.
Yeah, like Augusta.
Oh, I am hanging on an email, by the way, from the Augusta National Golf Club. If you see it in your spam folder that's addressed to me, please send it my way, unless it's a rejection email. You know that today is the day that people started getting their emails from the Augusta National on whether or not they had been selected for the ticket lottery for next year's Masters Tournament. It's both a great thing. It's one of the greatest little wrinkles in sports that have come up in years, and it's also the worst because the odds of winning it are so low that Augusta lets anyone with an email address, verified email address, send in a application for a pair of tickets to whatever day you can get in a lottery system for the Masters at face value. It's great, but it's also so, what's the word I'm looking for? Not humiliating, random, but disappointing, crushing.
Yeah.
Because you think you got a chance to win. Because almost everybody has known somebody who has won the Augusta ticket lottery. Are you guys entering this thing? Oh, by the way.
No, and if you want me to, I will.
I need you to. I want you to. Now,
what are the transfer rules? If I win, I'm just taking you. Because wasn't there a thing where if I win, I got to go, correct?
That's a great question. I can't remember if one person has to go from the winning ticket. But even still, wouldn't you want to?
Die if you want. But
I know,
but this might be a dumb question. You can't buy StubHub Masters tickets? Are they just not allowed or no one even thinks?
No, there is no official resale of the tickets. There are brokers that they've started cracking down on.
Right.
And it's becoming more of an issue. And they are, I mean, we're talking thousands of dollars, Solly.
How about like the uber famous and wealthy who were like, Jeeves, get me tickets to the Masters. Do they have special ones set aside for?
Yes, there are. There are corporations that have hospitality tents that procure tickets through the usual kind of secondary market channels for big, big dollars. They then layer in hospitality, such as accommodations and lobster thermidor and parties and white linen stuff just across Washington Road. Yeah, the rich, don't worry. They know how to do it.
Is thermidor used in any other phrasing?
That's where you put your cigars, right?
That's a humidor. Oh,
yes.
Thermidor. What is a thermidor?
Something else be thermidor.
Thermidor refers to multiple concepts, primarily the 11th month of the French Republican calendar, the Thermidorian reaction to the French Revolution, and a classic French dish, lobster thermidor.
Right.
This month's name, the month's name derived from the Greek word for heat, reflects the hottest time of the year. The reaction was a coup against Robespierre, ending the reign of terror. Lobster thermidor, a dish of lobster meat in rich sauce, is named after the play Thermidor, which dramatized the political event. Well, now
I
you
Robespierre,
know.
The French Revolutionary guy.
Maximilian Robespierre, of course.
I remember
asshole,
about him.
That guy, Robespierre, got what was coming to him, which was
died at 36.
Off with his head. Exactly. Speaking of heads, I want to start talking football because now that camps are opening, the first trickle of football content has started to come down the barren.
It's been gushing like a flood every day.
It's that French word. And,
well, I would say
Parsons today, Will Levis's shoulder.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, the rains, Solly, have come to our otherwise parched Serengeti village.
Like Andy Dufresne.
It doesn't take much to get people going. Let me start speaking of heads with Mike Brown, the owner of the Cincinnati Bengals. Mike Brown has to be one of the most cartoonish-looking men you have ever seen, with the squarest head that has ever been firmly affixed atop someone's shoulders. Look at Mike Brown's head, will you? Wow. He was asked about, what about this perception the Bengals are super cheap because their current number one pick, Shamar Stewart, is down in Texas holding out, waiting for whatever to shake free in his contract language, and he's practicing with his college team, Texas A&M. Here's the reasoning behind Mike Brown, but I'm watching his head as he gives this interview going, oh my God, the head on this guy.
Whether it's football fans or the media, when they share the opinion that they think the Bengals are cheap or the Bengals don't want to spend money as an organization, what's your response to that?
Oh, it's just a form of foolishness. We deal.
All right, this is shitty audio. I was going to play this audio.
It is surprising.
But it's only in the left channel. Why? I have no fucking idea, and it's driving me crazy. Do I need to hunt for the full dual channel audio? Maybe this is
it. We can hear it.
It may have come natively from a molt box that was miswired.
Surprising.
Right. Or poorly plugged in.
Yeah. Okay. So there it is. Also, by the way, with his splotched big square head, because he's how old? 80 something years old.
Job, right?
Yeah. But even worse, when he tilts
89, his head, still alive at 89. Pretty good.
Bless, and supposedly relatively sharp. He basically says, I want to put language in Shamar Stewart's contract that says, if he's in jail, I don't have to pay him.
He's not in jail, is he?
Right. Reminiscent of the great Spurrier quote about signing, who was it? That was the...
Was that Russell Cleveland? Russell, right, Sal?
Grover Cleveland? Cleveland?
No, the USC guy. Wasn't it him?
Instead of speculate, Yahoo it. Why don't you ask Jeeves it? Scott, everyone is gronking it now. Do you not gronk it or use some AI search agent to do better searches
Daryl
for you?
Russell, that's it.
Daryl Russell. I found the Google AI is remarkable. I've noticed that anytime you Google something that's sort of a question, that the top AI overview is now pretty accurate.
Although I've heard that they say Google's is not as good as others. I don't know.
It's helped me a lot.
This one is surprising. I hesitate to get into the detail, but basically it turns on whether out years are guaranteed if he gets involved in conduct detrimental to football. Well, what does that mean? Detrimental to football in recent years has been violence to women. That's about the one that comes to mind. There are others probably, but that's the one that I think.
Murder.
Well, if we get a player who gets involved in something like that or does something that is just unacceptable, guess what? I don't want to pay him. I really don't. If he's sitting in jail, I don't think I ought to be paying him.
Now, that is a reasonable stance. However, there are some agents saying, well, we can't let them start putting these clauses into contracts because that'll then be nullification language used for every contract going forward. And a sane person would say, well, no shit. Why should you have to pay him if you're in jail?
He's not in jail, is he?
Right. But this 89-year-old square-headed old dude who looks like Snape at times with his angle.
He should have bought some hair years ago. He's rich enough. Look at him. He's
not the best messenger for a team that is notoriously cheap. For an owner that I think got the team in the first place in a card game, and it's now worth...
No, his dad left him the
$2 team. $2 billion. His dad did? Okay, what were the Bengals...
Paul Brown.
Okay.
Paul Brown, yes.
All right, what are the Bengals...
He didn't do anything for this team. His dad died 4 years ago.
Sally, don't they have a Trey Hendrickson situation still?
Oh, he wants money too.
I wouldn't be shocked if Mike Brown was in on selling Burrow's gear to that pawn guy. You know, who knows? This guy's so cheap. So,
what did Paul Brown pay for the Bengals?
$800.
And what year was it, do you think, that he bought the Cincinnati 60s. Bengals? Okay, take a guess.
$7.5 million.
I was going to make you take a guess. $7.5 million in 1967.
Yep.
Which included an initial $2 million for the AFL franchise and $5.5 million to cover startup costs and player contracts when the team joined the league, the NFL, in 1970.
Right, they'd already agreed to merge, so he was paying a little future tax, as the Sopranos used to say. What's my tax on that? A
little tax. So that's one bit of NFL content. The other bit of NFL content came from our good friend, We don't know him, but it is Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones just does not know when to shut the hell up. Talking about Micah Parsons, their star defensive end, who is still looking for a new contract, Jones said the following about him. Quote, even if we sign him, it doesn't mean we'll have him because he was hurt for six games last year, even though it was four, whatever. He then says Dak Prescott was made the richest player in football, and he missed two-thirds of the year. Here is Jerry at the presser for the Cowboys opening day.
Just because we sign him doesn't mean we're going to have him. He was hurt six games last year. Seriously.
Seriously, four, six, it doesn't matter. I'm just throwing something out there.
We've signed, I remember signing a player for the highest paid at the position in the league, and he got knocked out two-thirds of the year, Dak Prescott.
Jerry, by the way, has one eye shut in this video clip I'm looking at.
Is he looking into the sun?
He might be looking into the sun, but, well, it doesn't look like there's sun on him, but maybe
82.
Maybe the left blinker doesn't
skin
work
has
anymore.
Been pulled back a good amount, so who knows if he can fix the old eye.
So there's a lot of things you can think about when you, just as the player does, when you're thinking about committing and guaranteeing money.
Yep, there you go. So in other words, because I once paid one guy, Dak Prescott, a lot of money, and he got hurt, now I'm not going to pay a really good player a lot of money because he might get hurt.
Paid a Schottenheimer a lot in the offseason. It wasn't Marty. It was Brian Schottenheimer.
I mean,
that's my coach now.
Can somebody, one of you guys, help me? What the fuck is he talking about?
I wish I knew. I'm sure Cowboy fans are just, as they always have been, just pulling their hair out of their collective heads.
Well, Dak got paid $60 a year and then got hurt and hasn't been great, so I'm sure he sort of regrets that deal. But
they haven't been great. They're flawed, perpetually flawed because of him and Steven. Yeah. I don't mind Dak. I certainly don't mind CD. They decided to give all their money here. They effed up their running game. The O-line got old. Other shit happened. I mean, they're a perpetual mess, man. And I'm here for it as an Eagle fan and happy for my friends in D.C.
Yeah.
Come on now.
So my buddy Cowboy Mike is convinced. He said, Jerry hates these players, all of them, and resents having to pay any of them generational wealth, which, you know, is the going rate for top players in the NFL. He resents them.
He traded for Pickens, right? And paid him a lot.
Oh, it doesn't mean he doesn't do it. It just, he's convinced he hates having to do it. He resents them making generational wealth.
Hire a general manager and who can handle this.
Listen, I'm just telling you what my boy Mike is convinced of. He says he thinks he genuinely resents, not that he's racist per se, because I think he feels this way about white players.
I don't like paying the white players either.
Right. That he, Jerry Jones, earned all of his money through hustle and moxie and risk and oil catting and everything else like that. And these fuckers just play a sport and are making so much money with the stroke of a pen. He's convinced.
He won't play running backs, though. That seems to be the problem. I was like, who the heck's, I forget who's on, Javonte Williams, the mediocre Broncos running back.
Bronco, yeah.
They went out and got this season. And Miles Sanders, who hasn't been good since Philly, you know,
right.
Good luck.
At some point, the guard will turn over in the NFL, that these old bull owners will eventually
when they die. I mean, when right? Steven takes it, or his daughter, who's part of the ownership. I forget her name.
Well, how about the Ursay girls that are now running the team? I read an email from a guy who said he roomed with the dude who married one of the Ursay daughters.
Oh, nice.
And pretty much was the equivalent of, you know, one of these this guy said that this roommate of mine, he's the male Jordan Hudson. He had it in his mind he was going to marry an Ursay and marry into generational wealth. I got to believe there are so many layers of prenups and trusts. Oh. Absolutely. And legal traps to keep.
Doesn't everyone who marries someone very wealthy think, oh, I'm marrying this
person? One would
person.
Think so.
Giddy up.
Yeah, would think so.
And you can't, you know, how can you avoid that once you're rich and famous and still single? are they after my money or do they really love me?
Right.
That's how we know our wives love us. We're not very famous.
More NFL content. Baker Mayfield said this morning on Pardon My Take, describing the feeling of just knowing certain NFL teams are going to be a certain way. Quote, yeah, that one feels incredible. Like every time we play Cincinnati, when I was in Cleveland, I'm like, all right, I'm about to have a 300-yard day at least. It's a great feeling. That is some bold talk, even though it's true, because the Bengals defensively have been shit for quite a while now. That's some bold talk for a guy whose career was stuck behind Sam Darnold in Carolina, right? But I guess that's Baker Mayfield now.
I mean, now that he's resurrected, yeah.
Zabe, look at what the Bengals did last year. Like, he ain't wrong, as you like to say. Here, I just called up the schedule from last year. The Bengals put up points. 38, lost. 34, lost. 27, lost. What are the other ones? 38, lost.
Lost.
25, lost.
Wrong.
33, lost. That was last season alone. So Baker is not wrong.
Yeah.
You know, they've been quite messy too. As friggin' great as Burrow is, and he's a function of himself, and he's certainly a function of those wide receivers. But good Lord, in the corner of their defense, and who was it, Anarumo? They got, you know, everybody loved him, and then something happened. So they got to get better.
Well, once you pay two guys $100 million between Burrow and Chase, that leaves like $120 million for the other 50 guys. That's hard to make greatness out of that, yeah. Right? That's got to be hard.
On the uniform front, Scott, the Pittsburgh Steelers on Monday revealed they are bringing back their 1933 throwback unis in selected weeks for the 2025 season. The last time they wore them was in 1994. They're also going to have an alt yellow shell helmet. These are essentially the Bumblebee uniforms, but a little bit different from what it looks
right.
like.
The Bumblebee is bastardized. It's not the Bumblebee. It's not the jail jersey because they looked like they were playing in, you know, the longest yard.
Right.
The helmets actually do nothing for me. They look like a Heinz mustard pack, or maybe it's Acrisure mustard.
Yeah.
But that's the tone of yellow. It's just sort of meh or mustard, if you will. I do like the black lines that yeah. run up, down. I don't know what the fancy word
the
is.
Vertical lines, the vertical bars. Yeah.
Vertical lines. They're interesting behind the number, bit distracting, but the V-neck in black, I don't know what they're going for. Again, so cool, so ugly that they're cool, but it looks like a Halloween costume.
Right.
You know, when you're like, Dad, make me some sort of a sniper or something like that. And I need to have lines that are bullets and there's too much shit going on. And for a lover of mostly all alts, thumbs down.
I'm trying to look for an original photograph. Of course, photography in 1933 was still in its
yeah.
I mean, it existed.
It has a big flash thing.
Yeah.
A big plate Smile. Of phosphorus, right? And a guy phosphorus, underneath yeah. underneath a big curtain, you know, like, okay, let me hide my head from this giant right. flash.
So funny.
They did not have your little LED light to or ball to lighten your faces here.
I guess what is getting people a little bit triggered is the fact that this is apparently, I think, don't quote me on this, is going to be used for the Packer game. In which Aaron Rodgers will get to play against his former longtime team and probably for the one and only time. And he's going to be wearing mm-hmm. this clown uniform, which I think is a bit of a shame. For that game, I would like classic uniforms yeah. for oh, two of the Super iconic, right, for the yeah. iconic two teams, yeah. the Steelers.
Give me steel
and the Packers.
Curtain appointments and accoutrements. I don't need 1933, but yeah. thanks.
Did you know that MyBookie.com has more than just sports gambling? Oh, yeah. They've got an online casino that is amazingly fun to play and can be quite profitable. Want to sharpen some skills for a trip to Vegas or maybe another casino? You want to practice card counting, bet variants, or some exotic strategy you saw on TikTok? MyBookie.com. And of course, there's always the sports, not just football, which we're all salivating about, but baseball, golf, tennis, boxing, MMA, and a bunch of stuff that you'll say, wait, I can bet something on that? Yes, you can. Get an account at mybookie.com. Enter promo code ZABE so they know that I sent you. And splash around and have some fun in life, especially after you get that reimbursement check from your sales meeting in Grand Forks, South Dakota. Mybookie.com, the one, the only, the official sportsbook of the ZABEcast. You know, one of the things I love most about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. If you are overwhelmed by the hiring process or you've been struggling to get your job post seen, listen up. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps right to the top of the page for relevant candidates, so you reach exactly who you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the podcast by saying you heard about it right here on this pod. Indeed.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring Indeed is all you need.
Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Anti-baldness is a thing, boys. And I want to call it out whenever I see it. This is baldism is out there and it's egregious. Take a look at the link I just sent you to a comparison side by side of Scottie Scheffler raising his arms in triumph after winning the Open Championship, and then the photo that his own company that he sponsored by, TaylorMade Golf, tweeted out. Everything is exactly the same except his hairline.
Oh.
His receding hairline has been deftly photoshopped to give him a little bit more hair. This
LeBron.
Right. This is
Time Magazine made OJ darker.
Yes. This is egregious. This is anti-baldness at its peak. If I were Scottie Scheffler, I would change clubs tomorrow. I would say, can't trust you. Don't trust you. You're not worthy of endorsing me. You think I won't be good with Titleist clubs, with Callaway clubs, with Srixon clubs, with Zixio clubs, with I could play Wilson fucking Staff and they're the worst clubs
Tiger's
out there.
Nike clubs.
Or Nike clubs. Oh yeah, really to show you how good I am. Look at that.
We're missing two clumps. Like, show the man for what he is.
We're missing two clumps. Where'd you put them two clumps right there? Put
Tom
them
Brady
back.
And Ben Affleck and Jeremy Piven. Who else has fake hair? Elton John.
Yeah.
John Cena. All these guys said, hey, It looks good.
Holy popeil, Solly. What did they do to Scotty's hair? This hair in the can.
I know you guys are fans of therapy animals that visit kids and other sick people in hospitals.
Yeah. Love
Question.
Them.
How would you feel about a piano-playing therapy horse that visits sick kids? It's a miniature horse. You know, one that's dog-sized.
I was going to say, how do you, the dexterity of a hoof is not great.
It's using its nose to just... Do you feel better? Is your cancer in remission?
Yeah,
apparently, Mr. Pickles, the therapy piano horse, to cheer you up.
Sully, all I can think of is in that hospital bed, there should be a horse's head, a la the God.
There will be.
I love animals. That's unbelievably cruel to the patients who haven't they suffered enough. A horse is great, but a horse that quote unquote vigorously plays the piano. Even if her name is Black Pearl and she's some sort of Shetland, that's a beautiful idea and horrible execution.
You could train like a chimp to do that, right? Because they're smart.
I think a chimp could actually do a lot better, to be honest. At least they've got fingers. They don't have opposable thumbs, obviously. Thank God for that. Otherwise,
that's a terrible idea. Terrible.
Yeah, not good.
No, man.
It's a cute little tiny horse, though. That's
cute. Black Pearl's beautiful. She shouldn't be doing that. The hell okayed that?
On the parenting front, Scott, you have three boys. I have two girls. Solly.
Well, I have two boys and a girl.
It's two boys and a girl.
I'm sorry.
Madison.
Why did I say three boys?
Jeremy, Justin, and
Jeremy's Andy's.
I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot for saying that.
I got Keith and Justin from the bottom up, so to speak.
I say three boys. Okay. So you
Samantha,
know this.
Jeremy and Justin.
Okay.
Two girls.
You know this very well. This is a guy talking about the difference in raising boys and girls. I want you to take a listen. Tell me if you concur.
Father asked me what were the primary differences between raising a boy and raising my daughters when they were little. And I said, well, it was vast, to be perfectly honest. Like, your little boy is constantly trying to kill himself, right? I want to go play in traffic and jump off of things and, I don't know, swallow something sharp. And the commands for raising a little boy are eerily similar to a puppy, right? Like, stop chewing on that. Get off the dining room table. Don't pee there, right? Like, it's crazy. Little girls are about different. They're a lot less prone to set things on fire, but they are all somehow born as masters of argumentation. Okay. You know, my girls would be like, oh, I want a cat. I'm like, well, daddy's allergic, but I love you. That's a great argument. Here's a kitten. It was, I needed help from Tina on that one. They're tricky. Yeah, those are the primary differences.
Would you concur, Scott, having had one of each?
No, funny as it is, Madison certainly was a lobbyist. Again, she was the first. She was the trailblazer. So there is, argumentative from the core. But our boys, we were lucky. We certainly had friends whose kids were, hey, where's Jason? Oh, he's climbing up on the roof and jumping onto the backyard trampoline because it looks cool. Kaysen or Justin, you know, not that both of them.
They were good boys, huh?
Yeah, well, not, I don't want to even say good boys. Kaysen is adventuresome and loves roller coasters and loves skiing and all that other stuff. And he was the third of three. Justin, to a lesser extent, I don't want to say he was, aversive, however you know.
Thermidor.
Yeah, Thermidor, exactly.
Fear averse.
He was, he was a little more careful, but we had friends like that who the boys would beat the shit out of each other. Justin Kaysen never really did that. They're also 5 years apart. So maybe if they were in a closer age cluster, you had that. But we never had the boys skateboarding, I don't know, you know, off the roof, basically. Though we did have some children. We had friends who had kids like that.
Right.
You each had sisters, so you probably grew up a little differently that way.
Yeah, fair. That probably does have something to do.
As Dave learned today, I have a brother. So no.
Yes. That's right. Had no idea. So
breaking news.
With that as a prelude or prologue to this, I want you to look at this video clip I'm about to send to you, or I just sent to you to watch, and that is of a mom finding her little boy has caught a 5-foot snake.
Wait, Harrison, whoa. He's hair?
How big this thing is.
Good gosh. Okay.
He's like, look how big this thing is. It's like a little Steve Irwin. The snake is probably longer than he is tall. Who knows if it's poisonous? I'm hoping it's not. He does have it by the head, which is good. So he's figured that part out. But he's all proud. He's like, it was just climbing up the hill.
Good gosh. Okay.
Let's get in the bucket.
No.
Let's get him in the bucket.
Let's get a shovel so I can kill it.
No, he wants to keep it.
Of course he does.
No, it'll come out. You need to put her down.
Yeah.
No. She does not want Harrison.
Please.
Harrison.
Please.
Please.
He is not letting go of it. He's like negotiating from the south, now.
Where snakes are prevalent and everywhere, and they're not afraid of them. I remember seeing a snake in Alabama. I was like, oh my God, okay, a snake. Everyone else was like, no big deal. It's just a snake. They're everywhere.
No, it'll come out. You need to put her down. No. She does not want Harrison.
Please.
Harrison, I can't put her in the bucket. Oh my God, no.
Harrison, put him right there.
I don't know if that's good.
Do what that's good.
No.
No.
Just a mayhem of negotiation. He does not want to give this thing up.
No, Harrison.
Harrison, she's going to keep getting out and she's going to bite you.
Harrison, so do it.
Please, can I
do it?
He's now looking increasingly desperate and sad, thinking my mom and my sister are teaming up on me.
Please.
Harrison.
Please, can I do it?
Harrison.
Wait.
And that was where the clip ended right there.
Oh. Too cute and a little sketchy. The boys never picked up stuff like that. So I think I missed out, Zabe. You know, there was the occasional dead squirrel, dead chipmunk because of the dogs.
Right.
Dad, what's the, and I'm like, no, put that down. It's dead. And then it turned into, Dad's, Tyler killed something in the backyard. You're going to need to shovel it when you get home because I'm not going near it.
Right. Should you know geography? And how much geography should you know when it's all said and done?
Just enough to be dangerous. You better identify your own state on a blank map.
Okay. Let's say you're the number one pick of a football team that hasn't taken a wide receiver number one or in the first round in over 20 years. Should you know where the city you're going to play is on a map?
Yes.
That has the state outlines on the map. Because here's Matthew Golden wearing his Packers jersey in some TikTok challenge trying to pin the tail on Green Bay. Take a listen. Oh, hold on.
Winners as I see them before the season starts. I think we'll start off in the NFC.
What the fuck is going on here?
As interesting a conference as
you know. Get so it's frustrated.
The internet, Dave. It's there when we want it, but I get frustrated
by how certain social media displays things. There you go.
That's where it's at. All right.
I want to go get that Lambo trophy, man. That Lambo trophy.
Lambo so,
leap.
So he pins the tail on Columbus, Ohio, basically.
Oh. Not too far. At least it's better than Washington State or Texas.
Right, or Hawaii. Right.
You're giving him credit for being two states off?
He made the mainland.
Near central. I know Milwaukee's in the south. Madison is more here.
How do I do this so it appears correctly? Oh, yeah, there we go. Okay, so Green Bay is near the thumb of the mitten.
Yeah, and the Michigan's in the middle there.
Right. So this is something we talked about today on my show, which is how troubled should one be that he has already been drafted, that he has been to Green Bay for the draft.
You don't look, I guess. Marshawn Lynch, remember when he was drafted by the Bills? He's like, it's in New York, right? He thought it was near New York City. Yes, that's what he said. He's like, I thought it was near the city. I'd been there before. Had not been to upstate there where it's much different than the city.
How would you do with all the major markets in a blank map? Pretty good?
Pretty close, yeah. I can do all 50 states and where they are. So I think I could get most of the cities.
I would like to play a closest to the pin with Google Maps, where we do a blank map and then you try to get as close as possible.
Aurora, Colorado. Hello.
Well, I mean, the smaller cities would be tougher, obviously.
Right.
But just the major ones without having them on there, would you miss a few?
I mean, I know like Memphis, Knoxville, and Nashville are all in Tennessee. They're hundreds of miles apart, right? Like something like that. I know, like Knoxville is here.
As you're going east to west, sequence them, go.
Right.
Yeah.
Knoxville, Nashville, Memphis.
Nashville's west, and then Memphis. Yeah.
I think I knew that.
Yeah. Okay. Philly and Pittsburgh. Could you put Scranton on a map? Could you put Buffalo, New York on a map?
Yes.
Yeah.
Could you
close by to us?
Could you put Bangor, Maine on a map?
Near the center? I don't know where Bangor is.
Could you put Tallahassee, Florida on a map?
Yes.
Yeah, that's near the panhandle.
Okay. Could you put Columbia, South Carolina on a map?
Yes.
It's right in the middle.
No. Exactly. Charlotte. I know I've been to Charlotte once.
Could you put Biloxi, Mississippi on the map?
Probably not.
Okay.
No, I don't know any
near the water.
How about Austin, Texas?
Yes. Maybe.
So right, how about College Station
in Dallas?
Oh, better yet, what about a closest to the pin with college campuses? That'd be harder.
I would probably be terrible at that.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I know.
Collectively, we do okay. But
what if I took away all
Columbus,
this?
I don't know where Columbus, Ohio is in the Ohio map.
So, Sally, it is the 13th largest city in the United States. It is a
huge
city.
Market.
I know Cleveland's there and Cincinnati. I know it's got.
What if I took away the state lines? How good or how bad would you be?
Beyond belief, I think.
You think that'd be really tough, right?
I think it would make it more difficult. I mean, you know, then you start looking for natural landmarks like rivers.
Okay, I would have to leave the topo map level on there, the layer that shows the rivers and some of the mountains. Because otherwise it'd be really hard to just put a city inside a blank state, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
How about this firefighter asshole in Silver Spring? This story is truly incredible. A firefighter who was working at a fire station that is positioned right outside a baseball field at Montgomery Blair High School in Montgomery County, Maryland, the very fine county that Solly will someday represent on the county council if the election gods smile upon him.
The education movement, yes.
This firefighter... I know. This firefighter got mad because a home run ball had flown so far out of the park during a Ripken League summer game that it damaged his truck, and so he pulled the fire engine out of the fire station, turned on the hose, and proceeded to intentionally soak and rain out the game that was being played because he was mad about his truck being hit. Unbelievable lack of judgment. You can't have a firefighter that's got that lack of temperament, if you ask me.
Not good behavior at all. Spraying gallons of water because your vehicle got dinged. And again, it's a shitty thing to have happen. We totally get that. But you can't do that. At one point in time, I know there was an apology either offered or authored by the firefighter or the fire department, but the Thunderbolts, the Tacoma Thunderbolts, I think they were going to press charges at one point in time.
They thought it might permanently damage the field. Like
water
flooded so bad.
Because he flooded the field. This is a high school field, Zay. This is not a
permanently damaged. Silver Spring got like a foot of rain about 4 hours. Get out of it.
You put enough water in one spot, you can like sinkhole the place, right?
No, you can't. Water. No.
What happens if you just keep pouring water in one spot?
It turns into mud. Right. And then it runs off. Water goes where water goes.
I guess.
You're assuming George Toma and friends built this stadium and they have proper drainage, and that's just not the case.
They were gonna press charges on this guy? What would the charges be? Illegal wetting of a playing surface?
Well, they made him lose money canceling the game. They lost a couple grand, I think, on the game. And
torturous interference with a athletic contest. punishable by up to.
These poor kids couldn't play in the game. That happened. These poor kids.
If that trial happens, I want to be front and center. I want access to the courtroom. I want Jackie Childs as the prosecutor. Who told you to put the water on the field? Why did you not know your truck could get dented by a home run ball? What's wrong with you?
There's not a net over the entire baseball stadium.
You are your highway overwatering, overseeding,
overwatering, overseeding, and undercaring,
and using the improper mixture of soil.
Did you know what the pH level of that field was before you decided to pull your stunt, sir? No, you
Who
did not.
You to make this field fesky?
Who told you to do? What a dick! Like, would you want to trust this guy in a burning building if he's this hot tempered and irrational?
That's bad form.
Yeah,
firefighters are of the utmost. Volunteer.
Generally speaking,
firefighters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, they're wonderful heroes of society, willing to run into burning buildings to save babies, old people, and kittens. However, the worst ones are still called firefighter until they fire their asses, like for stunts like this. Kentucky is believed to be dedicating 45% of its $20 million rev share under this new world we're living in, college sports, yay. $20 million of it, they're going to use 45% of it on basketball. So it's about $10 million on hoops alone. That is over 3x what most SEC schools will do. And that's above the table. Who knows what's under the table that's going to happen.
I'm sure Kentucky swimming was like, damn, can't even get new trunks at this place.
Yeah, the rest is going to go to football, and they're going to give it a shot.
I saw this article too, Zabe. So comparatively speaking, the other SEC schools, and Sally, you're quite familiar with the SEC mindset.
Just means more.
They're giving $3 million to their basketball teams, and Kentucky's giving $9+ million.
It's become like the best. We saw what Auburn and Florida and Alabama have all done. Tennessee, they're all like top 10 teams, not just Kentucky anymore. It is a basketball conference as well now. But
yeah, the money is crazy. And here's some of the other things that are happening. Minnesota, which hasn't been good in anything in forever. Right? College athletics.
Row
the boat. Yeah. But they they're a zilch program across the board. Yeah. Right? They are now implementing a $200 fee on every student earmarked as an athletics budget fee to be able to pay the $20 million to the athletes. Imagine your engineering nerd freshman and his family having to pony up for $200 for the athletic department who hasn't won shit.
$50,000 a year if you're at a state kid, right?
Of course you are. It's costing you a ton of money.
Well, what a scam.
That's angering, to say the least.
Don't they have these big nil funds and general managers
need to get better boosters instead of looking for the kids. Well, we're just going to tack on another couple hundred bucks or relist what these, this used to be the swimming pool fee. Not enough kids are using the pool. We're just going to rename it the nil fee.
Yeah. I'm looking for the Simpsons bite of the Asian dad saying backward hats everywhere.
Everywhere.
You remember that one? What should I look for on this? Simpsons, jock school. It wasn't jockocracy because he didn't say that. Just remember the backward hats everywhere.
A-Rod and Mark Laurie can pay for it now since they're rich Minnesotans owning that.
Here it is. Yes. Serious students powerless against drunken jockocracy. Baseball hats everywhere. Oh my God. There's a hat that says old school. Look at this on eBay commemorating the episode. Oh, I'm going to find it. This is Lisa the tree hugger. Oh, by the way, let me go ahead and send this to you guys and cut and paste right there. This would be season 12, episode 4, 1989. Yeah, here you go. Let's see if this is it right here.
Well, children. Our new ultra-hard posturific chairs have arrived. They've been designed by eminent posturologists to eliminate slouching by the year 3000.
Mrs. Krabappel, I'm having back spasms.
I know, they seem a little uncomfortable right now, but eventually your bones will change shape.
Okay, that's not the bite I'm looking for. Damn it.
Serious.
I can't find it.
It still made me chuckle. Maybe yeah. I'll watch The Simpsons. Is that still on?
It is still on.
Still on.
36 years, I think.
Or not. And then there's this to end on today, and that is what I like to call the walk-off tweet. Somehow, when I look at for more than 2 seconds and my scrolling pauses, the algorithm knows that I've paused and knows that I am looking at a tweet. Yes, they've programmed all of that into your tweeting habits. And so I get fed more of these pithy little tweets that I would call walk-off caps, walk-off tweets. This one is from at Can't Guard Jake. Quote, you can always spot Americans in foreign countries, unquote. Yeah, man, you blend right in at Yellowstone with your child's medium Armani exchange shirt, skin-tight capri-length jorts, and Pumas. That is such a great
people right
that
there.
Is such a great turn it around, as if to say, oh, I didn't know that you Europeans, when you came to America, just fit in like you've been eating barbecue your whole life. Like, we don't see you as much as you see us when we go over to Europe.
Legendary. Well done for the walk-off tweet. I like that. Can we do this from,
yeah,
3 to 4?
Do the walk-off tweet. Yeah, we can do that. Yeah. No problem. All right. Lynn Murray Solly Podcast Now Without Annie Murray is available on Patreon. The boys have a great show over there. Make sure to support it. And, of course, I join them once a week as well, so you get the home and home. And it's good times. Good times for all. So do enjoy. Boys, have a great week. I'm up to Wisconsin for a lot of shenanigans, then training camp in Packerland. Who knows when I'm going to talk to you next, but guess what? We will figure it out. Sound good?
Keep us posted. Beautiful. Be safe and enjoy. Have Don't fun. Die. And bring Matthew Golden a AAA triptych so we can get a map.
Will do. See you, boys.
Bye, buddy.
Class is now in session, and the UPS store is here to help you ace arriving on campus. Our certified packing experts can pack everything you need, from desktops to decor. Plus, when you pack and ship with us, you get our exclusive pack and ship guarantee. Your items arrive safe or your money back. Restrictions and limitations apply. To get a 20% off packing coupon and for full details, visit theupsstore.com/packing.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you're putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. and you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.